Hello, guys. Welcome back to season 3 of What Would the Aunties Say with your girl, Aunchal. I can't tell you how excited I am to be back with another episode. In today's episode, I feel it's only right to reintroduce myself. For those of you that don't know me and are new to me, then you can get to know me. And for those of you that have followed me for a while, there's definitely a lot of things that you won't know about me that I'm really excited to share with you. Now, you'll probably notice I'm not here introducing a guest, and that is because I am going to be doing this podcast predominantly solo. May sprinkle in a special guest here and there now and again, but I don't feel like it's that solo because I'm here to share your stories, your experiences, as well as mine. I kind of wanted to use this first episode to reintroduce myself to those of you that may not have watched me before and know nothing about me. And to those of you that have watched me for a while, but still, I feel like I've changed so much as a person over the years that I feel like, yeah, I could tell you a few things about myself that you probably don't know. So I've made some notes on my phone. Also, the fact that I'm sat here in my jeans for this first episode is hilarious because let me tell you something. After this first episode, I'm not going to be in jeans, okay? I'm going to be in my tracksuit. I thought, you know what? It's the first episode back. Let me just make a little bit of effort. For those of you that are watching, for those of you who are listening, it doesn't really matter what I'm wearing, does it? But yeah, after this, tracksuit gang all day. Okay, let's get straight into the facts about me, shall we? Okay, so fact number one is that I've been creating content online for 13 years. But I started off as a makeup artist, which is why my YouTube page is called Aunchal MUA. And to be fair, it's predominantly makeup content and the beauty industry that I'm in. It's just that over the 13 years, I've done other things like started this podcast, I've written a book, I've done a little bit of presenting. Honestly, there's so many things you can do when you're in like a creative field. But just to give you a backstory as to how I actually got into this, it kind of started when I was actually about 7 or 8 years old. And basically my Nanaji, which is my granddad, he passed away. But it kind of hit me at that time that I didn't know what he sounded like, as in like, I couldn't remember what he sounded like. And that made me really sad. I couldn't remember his kind of mannerisms and things like that because obviously there wasn't really anything video. We had like video recorders, but you couldn't really watch things back the way we do now. So that kind of stayed with me a little bit. So when I was 10 years old, I asked for a karaoke machine for my 10th birthday. I'll never forget it. It was so sick. I had a cassette player and a CD player in one. And what I would do is I would record my own radio shows. And the reason I did that was because I thought, and I know this is really, really morbid, and yeah, very morbid for especially a 10-year-old, but genuinely, this was my thought process and this is how I felt. I thought that if I die tomorrow, no one's going to remember what I sound like. They're not going to remember me. So I need to leave something. So yeah, I would record my own radio shows onto the cassette. And I would like, I remember, I think one of Usher's albums was out at that time. So I'd put that album in the top of the karaoke machine and be like, okay, and next up playing is Usher. I don't know. I don't think it was Burn. I think that came out when I was in my teens, but yeah, it was one of those albums, maybe 8701, I don't know. And yeah, I would just basically do my own show. I would even pretend to be like different characters because it was just me. My brother would not want to get involved and he wasn't as like chatty or confident, shall we say, at doing those things. So I would have to pretend to be 2 to 3 different people and I would have discussions by myself. One of the discussions, I remember this, and it's so funny because it's legit like coming up now in the news. But obviously I must have overheard it on LBC at that time because my parents would play LBC. And it was, oh, people are coming to this country and taking our jobs. And I remember that feeling a little bit like, oh, that feels weird. That feels off because my parents aren't from this country. And I couldn't understand it really too much at that time. I was 10. But I would discuss it on my I was going to say podcast. It wasn't a podcast. On my own little radio show, on my karaoke machine with my cassette player. So yeah, it kind of started then. Then the first webcams ever came out. So my dad bought us a webcam and I would record my own shows then because I was like, right, well, now you lot are going to get videos out of me too. You're going to see me. If something happens to me tomorrow, you're going to see. And no one ever really knew why I would do this, but this was genuinely my why. It's just that I didn't want to be forgotten or, yeah, just because of how it made me feel. So I just wanted to leave something behind. Obviously, thank God and touch wood, I'm still here to this day and I hopefully have a long way to go. Yeah, I basically started recording shows. Some of you would have been watching me from the very beginning, which is when I entered a competition on YouTube. And it was like a beauty competition. It was almost like The Apprentice, but for beauty influencers. And at that time, influencer was not a term. Like, no one even used that word. I also still find that term a little bit like, oh, but I guess that's what we're called these days. But I basically applied to be on this show. It was with all of the huge YouTubers at that time. So Sam and Nick from Pixie Woo. And if you were like a makeup lover, you would have been watching them. Zoella, Tanya Burr, all of those types of people. And they were holding this competition. And I entered the competition very last minute. I only had like 2 videos on YouTube at that time. And I literally forgot to send in my video entry. So like I panic, wrote this email and was like, quick. In fact, I got my sister to do it. I was like, oh my God, I need you to help me write this email because I need to apply for this competition. And then I sent the link of my YouTube channel with my 2 videos. And there were thousands of applicants. And I honestly, I'm not surprised, but I managed to get through and I was in the top 5. And I was against people that had already had some experience on YouTube or they've been in the beauty industry to some degree. And I was still like at uni at that time. I was in my 2nd year of uni studying makeup, by the way. I studied special effects and like prosthetics makeup. This competition, they put us up in a hotel for the week. And I remember asking my mum to drop me to the hotel and it was in East London. It was in Old Street. And I live in West London. I asked my mom to drop me to this hotel and I'm not joking. She thought that I was up to something. She thought, you know, who the hell is she staying with? She was very, very suspicious of me. And I was like, girl, I'm going to a competition. Like, excuse me, have some faith in me. And I ended up actually winning the entire competition. I've never won anything in my life. So that was just wild, absolutely wild. And yeah, after that, I kind of just took the content creation side very seriously, all while finishing my degree. I did my 3rd year. I also went and worked for Mac on Counter. And then I was still doing my YouTube at the same time on the side. And at that time, I was uploading twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week. Like I was putting in the work. And anyone that does YouTube knows that. It's hard. It's very time consuming, but I was so, so passionate. Yeah, some of you guys have probably been watching me since then and been on this entire journey. I almost feel like I've basically grown up online. Don't you think? I think that's growing up online if you start at 21 and I'm here at 34. Okay, so moving on. And this one surprises people and probably frustrates me is that I'm 5 foot tall. I'm a short, petite girly. And I think in my pictures, I can come across a lot taller or more average height, shall we say, not tall. But sometimes I can look like not as short as I actually am. And when people meet me sometimes, they're like, oh my God, like I didn't expect you to be so small. But then I feel like I do say enough online that I am short, everyone. I'm short. I'm a short, petite girly. You know what really annoys me? It's fine when people that have never met me before tell me, oh, you're so short. That's fine with me. It's people that have met me numerous times. People that have met me numerous times and want to continue to tell me that I'm short. I know. Do you think I'm not in my body? Do you think I'm not living my life as a short person? Like, I know I'm short. Why are you telling me that I'm short? And you've seen me so many times. Oh, if there's anyone else that is a short girly, short guy even, if you're just a petite person, does that annoy you? Does it frustrate you? Someone that's never seen me, never met me, fine. I actually don't mind it. Let's brighten this up because I could go on a full rant about that one. Fact number four is I'm also an author. So this is my book right here called What Would the Auntie Say? Obviously, same title as the podcast. I am still so proud of this. So the podcast actually started in 2020, I believe. And I wrote this book in 2020 and it was all happening kind of at the same time. And we were in lockdown for me personally, although it was such a horrible time and there were devastating things going on in the world and for many people. For me, it was very challenging. Although I felt quite alone, shall we say, at that time, I felt so connected with so many people online and with a community that I just had never had before. Yeah, I'll never get over this. I will never get over the fact that I wrote a whole book and it's got my face on it. Next fact, I did mention siblings. I'm one of four and I'm actually number three. So there's three girls, one boy. I'm third girl. And I would say I have quite a big family. My next fact is that I love to cook and I'm actually really good. And why all of a sudden does this feel like a matrimonial video or matrimonial pitch or something? Like, she cooks, she cleans, she's got no children, she's 34, she's 5 foot tall. It's really not that. I'm a massive, massive foodie. So yeah, just food is a huge part of my life. And this is where I struggle with like fitness, although fitness is also a huge part of my life. But yeah, trying to balance food and wanting to eat everything and then also wanting to stay fit and healthy. That one, I'm still working on it. I've come a long way though. And then my next fact is my favorite animal. And I don't know if I've ever shared this online. Maybe, but my favorite animal is a gorilla. The reason why a gorilla is my favorite animal is because I remember being like 6 or 7 years old and I went to the zoo with my family, must have been my family, and basically it was like running across the space that it was in, but this gorilla was running and it basically stepped in its own poo and I found it so funny. For some reason that memory just stayed in my head, and from that day on I just loved gorillas and I just love how they're so big. And my dream, I would never, and obviously I can't, but my dream is to actually be able to hug a gorilla one day. Yeah, that's what I would love to do, but we're not going to do that because we're not going to sedate an animal to touch them. Weird stuff that people do, I'm not into that. So I will let the gorillas be, but if there's ever a friendly one that wants to hug me, I'm ready. The next one, and I think anyone that follows me on Instagram, TikTok, you would know this because I share it a lot, but I love to go to concerts or a show. Like, I am called Concert Queen. My family, my friends call me Concert Queen. And in fact, I call myself that because I absolutely love a concert. So those are a few fun facts about me, and I hope you've gotten to know me a little bit better. But I am so excited to be doing this again and just be talking to you, being on YouTube, just having my podcast, connecting with you guys, because I've truly, truly missed it. And I did lose myself for the last few years. I lost a huge part of myself, and I can't tell you how much of a big deal it is for me to be sat here right now talking to you on camera or with a microphone. Just, this is huge for me. And this is something that came so naturally to me before. It's just something that I just do. But for a little while I hit pause, I just couldn't bring myself to do this. This feels extremely, I don't know, just exposing. And it feels like it just puts me in a very, very vulnerable position. And you'll understand when I share why. But I'm just, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself and I've missed you guys. We're going to go on a whole journey on this podcast. I am here to share not only my own stories, but I'm here to share your stories. I want to bring back a little bit of Agony Aunch. For those of you that don't know what Agony Aunch is, so on Instagram in 2020, a lot happened in 2020, guys, but on Instagram in 2020, would do Agony Aunch Sundays where you guys would send me your dilemmas on a Sunday. And then in the evening, I would come on and I would either react or I'd share my thoughts and opinions. Yeah, do share. And obviously it will always be anonymous, but I also want to talk about how to build your confidence. I want to talk about what self-love looks like. I also want to talk about navigating friendships in your 30s because I just feel like this is so different. As well as that, one of the biggest topics I think is dating, particularly my dating life, because that is something that has been just at the forefront of a lot of my conversations with a lot of people. And on that note, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that is tuned in. You're listening or you're watching, or you're just with me. I really, really appreciate it. Please make sure you either subscribe to my YouTube channel or rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening, because it does really, really help me out. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait for you to tune into the next one.